When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Now, folks, this is quite a prophetic situation. You know, blessed is she that believed, Luke 1:45. How did Elizabeth know that the mother of her Lord was visiting her? She could have just dismissed her. Oh, she's just one of my poor cousins, and she has decided to spend a few days with me, and taken the whole situation quite casually. But Elizabeth had this spirit of prophecy. You see, we are horribly short-sighted today. We only think of the immediate prospects or future. We don't have the big picture. The big picture would make us very different. Instead of having, some suspicions are being voiced about you, and they have come to my ears. No, nothing of that. It was one of joyful expectation. See, we don't seem to expect anything great, though we say, we worship the living God. Now that seems quite absurd to me. You don't go to the richest person on earth and say, would you please lend me a penny? It would be an insult to him. Some of our prayers are really insults to the caring, loving Father. Then Mary breaks forth into her prophecy. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. Soul consisting of your thoughts, motivations, volitional powers. The great inventor Edison sold all kinds of little snacks on the journey of the train from Detroit to one of the border towns. And this boy became the inventor of so many things. He could have just wasted all his potential. Now, if you don't have that expectation and the spirit of prophecy, I'm afraid some of us will be living some desolate, hopeless kind of lives. Just the old rigmarole. That's all. We don't have that full picture. Just think of this virgin without Jesus, without the expectation and the birth of Jesus. What was she? She wouldn't have figured in history. You and I wouldn't be talking about this. But this is believing. And what did Elizabeth say? Blessed is she that believed, For there shall be a performance, belief and performance. I had an extraordinary situation up in a very big Episcopalian church. See, as I was preaching, here was my interpreter, quite a well-educated fellow. And I did not know him. I did not know anything of his habits or addictions. But I was talking about smoking in those days when not all the modern research had just tabooed smoking as being dangerous both for your lungs and for your circulation and so on. As a matter of fact, I was asked in Cleveland Clinic, are you a smoker? I said, oh no. Oh, we had to take out a lot of sooty stuff. Oh, I'm a traveler, so it must be passive smoking or secondhand smoke. All right, this fellow was interpreting me into Hindi, and all the locals knew him. And as he was interpreting me, they thought it was a big joke because he had his pack of cigarettes in his pocket. But the Lord did a glorious work in him, and he was just freed from his chain smoking. Belief and performance. You can't divorce these two things in Christian life. Belief and performance. You see, it has got to be proved out in practice. So, what are the things that are magnified in our lives? See, our supposed needs are magnified. How much money will satisfy you is a very cogent question, because there are people who will tell you, well, I never thought about it. I suppose no amount of money is ever going to satisfy me. You see, we have been seeing the history of some of those colonies, former possessions of Britain and France and so on in Africa. And as each colony gained its independence, who came to the fore? Great exploiters of the natural resources. I said to a man whom I saw, a Nigerian, and he had some connections which were close to me. I saw him in the airport in Rome. I said to him, so your government pays you to rob the people. He was a total stranger, but he knew what I was talking about. Huge tankers coming up, filling up with oil and just giving some money to the local port people or something, and sailing away. Now, how can you divorce Christianity from honesty and truth? You can't do it. I don't believe you can run even a hospital without the Christian ethic, because at some point, greed will step in. You know, a sheriff in Washington, D.C. told me this. He said, ICE was being mysteriously lost. It's one of the big hospitals. So the police were called in, and they said, now it is this administrator who is doing this. And this administrator was arrested, and this sheriff who told me this happened to be of an Indian origin. And this administrator of the hospital was also a man of Indian origin. probably a Hindu or whatever. But when he went with his paddy wagon or whatever you call it, the police car came up and his sheriff said, "Come on, get in." "Oh, give me a break." "No, you've been stealing the ice from the ice box." And so I arrested him and drove him off. That's what the sheriff told me. Now, what is it that we magnify? Our needs, ourselves. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and delivered him out of all his troubles. Now that was the testimony of King David in the 34th chapter of Psalms. "Delivered me from out this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all his troubles." You see, we magnify self today. It's all what I think. You know, that's where the cross comes in. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ said that he that followeth me, let him take up his cross and follow me. You know, crossless Christianity is the thing which is in demand today. Magnify the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Where is that? Can we do anything which is of permanent value except through Jesus? Now get that straight, folks. Nothing of permanent value is going to be accomplished by exalting self. Now, magnify the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Let us pray. Holy Father, don't send us empty away. We dare not go empty away from your presence. Touch us. Give us that hunger for righteousness, because thou wilt surely satisfy that hunger. Oh, let righteousness come into the ruling realms of this country. We ask in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.